Saga Egmont presents Venus Was Her Name by Patricia Dixon, read by Rebecca Norfolk. For my friend Kerry, here's to our next chapter. With love, Trish. Kiss. Prologue. There's this guy. There's a guy out there who broke my heart, and he doesn't know my name. There's a guy out there who broke my heart. He caused me all this pain. There's a guy out there who broke my heart. No clue that I exist. There's a guy out there who broke my heart. And even after all of this, to have a night, a day, an hour with him is my one and only wish. The questions run around my head. They're poisoning my brain. But I ask them time and time again. My dreams are all the same. Would you sing for me a lullaby, then stroke my head to sleep? Read 100 fairy stories, share secrets we could keep. Hold my hand whenever I get scared, wipe my tears if I should weep. Never let me down, always be around, be the earth beneath my feet. Can I blame this man who broke my heart when he doesn't know my name? Doesn't know how bad he broke my heart, oblivious of pain. And the reason that he broke my heart is because I don't exist. He didn't mean to go and break my heart, put me bottom of his list. So to all the men who've hurt me, those who only saw my face, each of you has played a part in my every fall from grace. And I wish that you had seen me for who I really am. Just another lonely girl out there who's searching for a man. A man who'd never break her heart and always know her name. Someone to hold her tightly in their arms and take away her pain. Someone good and kind and brave and true, who'd never let her down. Someone who'd lift her up, not cut her up, and always be around. V. Kiss. Chapter 1. Chelsea, London, August 2002. She knew he was gone before she'd even opened her eyes. That the space beside her on the bed would be empty, and all that remained of him would be a hollow in the pillows where he'd lain the night before. Instead of rolling over and facing the truth, she kept her eyes closed and allowed herself the fantasy, only for a moment, that he was still there, using the bathroom or outside on the balcony having a smoke. There was no unmistakable sound of a male peeing or the flush of the chain. No draft from an open door, or traffic noise as London went about its business. Not even the unmistakable waft of, what were they? Ah yes, she remembered now, picturing the red, white and black packet he'd pulled from the pocket of his faded jeans. Marlboro. The hit of disappointment took her by surprise. But in some ways it should have been familiar, because after all, that's what blokes did. They let you down, ran out on you, lied, cheated, pissed all over your bathroom floor, and drank the last of your milk before staggering off into the sunset. Or, in this case, the early hours of a misty Chelsea morning. Her list of poor choices and regrets was huge, but in this case, he'd been honest, a good guy, who told her he had to leave early, catch another flight to another city. I have to leave in the morning, so if you're sleeping, I won't wake you. Now close your eyes and dream good dreams. You'll be okay, kid. You just need to straighten yourself out and keep away from the booze and the pills and guys like me. Will you promise me you'll try? The stuff that flowed through her veins must have had her in its grip, and she was fading in and out like someone messing with a dimmer switch inside her head. Back on again, and he was stroking her forehead as he spoke, brushing away strands of hair, and she could still feel his fingers on her skin. And even though she'd willed her eyes to stay open, to make the moment last, the drink and whatever was in the pills she'd taken forbade it, so instead she'd nodded, agreed. And there was something else, something he'd done but she couldn't grasp it, or the whispers of words that floated somewhere on the edge of her memory. Stars, a compass maybe. No, that wasn't it. Then she heard the radio, a song, or was it humming? Did he sing to her? But it was fading away again. Keeping her eyes firmly closed, the black canvas of her lids provided the perfect backdrop to the dregs.